Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. One person is dead after a canoe capsized in Chilkat Inlet near Haines yesterday morning. Alaska state troopers say the canoe overturned in the rapids of Davidson Glacier River near Glacier Point, about 9 miles south of Haines. Troopers say approximately 10 people went into the water. The Coast Guard says 11. According to Coast Guard spokesperson Meredith Manning, the canoe was being used for a guided tour for passengers from three different cruise ships. Four passengers were initially reported as missing. All were wearing PFDs or life jackets, but not dry suits. A Coast Guard H-60 helicopter from Sitka found the body of 50-year-old Stephen Todd Willis of North Las Vegas. The remaining passengers and canoe operator either were safely rescued or self-rescued. Skagway-based Alaska Excursions, a company that offers canoe tours of Glacier Point, confirmed in a statement yesterday that the capsizing of one of its canoes resulted in the death of one of its passengers. Troopers say river conditions were higher than usual, and an investigation is still underway. State biologists are asking hunters to bring in the heads of certain animals harvested this season so officials can screen for respiratory pathogens. The Peninsula Clarion reports the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is expanding its monitor program of Mycoplasma ovipneumoniae, a bacterium that can cause respiratory disease primarily in sheep and goats. The bacterium was detected in Alaska wild sheep and goats and in moose and caribou earlier this year. Wildlife officials are asking hunters to submit the heads of Dall sheep, mountain goats, and Delta bison within 2 weeks of harvest. They also ask for moose, caribou, and musk oxen from certain locations to be submitted for testing. It's still very early in the pink salmon season in southeast Alaska, but so far returns look to be tracking with the preseason forecast. Pinks are targeted mainly by the region's purse seine fleet in either canned or frozen. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game forecasted a commercial catch this year of 23 million fish. Managers are expecting something similar to the disappointing season of 2016, the parents of this year's pinks, and in that year, the catch only hit 18 million and a fishery disaster was declared. Fish and Game's Pink and Chum Salmon Project Leader for Southeast Alaska, Andy Piston, says so far fish are returning as expected. Very few fish showing up in the northern inside waters and a few returning to the southern panhandle.
You know, we're seeing some signs that escapements are building okay and in a lot of some of our earlier systems in southern southeast. So there's some signs that there's, you know, we'll hopefully be able to have at least a mediocre season down here.
The latest reported catch total was 600,000 fish. Pink salmon typically peak in early to mid-August. Weather forecast calls for mostly clear skies for tonight and cloudy skies for tomorrow, and a chance of rain or light drizzle starting up tomorrow night. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.